Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the lead recognition consultant at a company called OC Tanner, and also he's a lead researcher there as well. And he and his organization help companies like yours and mine make sure that we keep happy and healthy, motivated, and engaged employees. And he and Adrian Gostick have written a number of books on this topic with the whole carrot theme, the carrot principle, as you've heard us talk about before, the carrot a day, on and on, several of those in that series. Also, The Invisible Employee, and Chester is back today with another episode on how to make sure that that we get the most out of our employees and that they get the most out of us too, because they have a right to expect certain things of us. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thanks.
So good to have you back, Chester. What do you think about what I just said about I wonder how many CEOs wake up in the morning and say, you know, my employees have a right to expect certain things from me. What would those things be? What do you think about that, Chester?
Well, you know, you're right. Not many do. It's sort of common sense that's uncommonly practiced, I always like to say. But the good ones do. You know, and
what would be on that list? If folks said, hey, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe I should, you know, I'm not, if you're frustrated with your relationship with your employees, folks, and you're wondering what's going on, maybe, Chester, maybe we need to make a list for them.
Well, you know, on that list, of course, has to be the basics, you know, the fundamentals. You know, are you paying your people fairly? You know, have you got your benefits in place? Have you got that in place? Because without that, then it doesn't matter anything else you do. You know, it's mm-hmm. like Maslow's pyramid. You got to take care of the fundamentals. But then once that's done, particularly now, you've got to say, how engaged are they? Do they really know what we're about, what our products and services are, what our overall mission is going to be? And, of course, in my work, what I find is, are people feeling valued? How are you keeping your people valued? Because when people feel like there's opportunity and well-being in the workplace, that's the number one driver of engagement. And when we talk about engagement, Jim, we're not just talking about, hey, I like my job or I'm satisfied with my job. We're talking about those employees that give you their discretionary effort. They're thinking about ways to make your business better. And on that list is obviously this recognition and, you know, am I taking care of you as a person? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But sometimes I think maybe we need to broaden our definition. I say we, meaning that all of us, everybody listening and you and me, broaden our definition of recognition, because it might be, you know, you and I've talked a lot about making sure you do the different things, you motivate people and recognize them with gifts or with a raise or whatever the tangible thing might be. But recognition might be just sitting down in front of them, just the two of you, and saying, what do you want to accomplish with your life? What are your professional goals? That kind of a conversation with an employee. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talk about the one of the key building blocks to this culture of appreciation, or what we call, you know, a carrot culture, is, again, back to this opportunity and well-being. Do you know your people well enough to know what their desires are, what their plans are 3 and 5 years from now, and how that might fit in with your business? Creating those opportunities, just exactly what you said. Where do you want to be 2-3 years from now? How can I help you get there? Those are the healthier business relationships that aren't threatening. You know, sometimes, you know, bosses or managers feel threatened if they've got a star employee. They're going to take my job. No. You want those people. You know, I'm sure your dad taught you, like my dad, that surround yourself with people that are way smarter than you, and you'll build a good business. Now, in our case, finding people smarter than ourselves, that's not as tough as people might think. That's a pretty good talent pool to draw from, right?
But you know, Chester, as you get older and you have adult children, when they say, "What do you want for your birthday, Dad?" you start thinking about, you know, I don't need any stuff, but I would like to have a day with you. things like that. I'd like to have more of your time, son or daughter. And so I wonder if instead of thinking about, I just wonder how much benefit could be achieved in the relationship between you and your employees if what you did for them was to give them some of your time, just one-on-one. In a small business, it's not that hard to do, and just have a little conversation with them. I think people would be amazed not only what you'd get from listening to them, hearing what they say back to you, but just having that time with you. I think you'd probably be amazed at how much that would benefit everything. I mean, their attitude, their production, et cetera.
Oh, you bet. Now you've gone exactly where I was hoping we were going to go today, and that is there's all kinds of recognition. There are those tangible things, those symbolic things, you know, whether it's a certificate or a watch or, you know, those kind of ceremonies we have. But then you've got the experiential, and that's what I really like, you know, creating memories for people. And it is easy to do. It's as simple as, hey, come to lunch with me today. I just want to bounce some ideas off you. One of the things I love that great leaders do, particularly in small businesses that engage their employees, is they ask them their opinion. Tell me what you think. Hey, I've been thinking about doing this and this and this. Well, what's your experience? As you talk to customers, is that something that they would be interested in? And that, like you say, it's not so much about the things, although things do play a role. Talk to me about experiences. And, you know, you can even take it even further. I've seen great leaders.
Before you go any further, I'd like to make sure, though, that we break this time together. We make sure that we don't automatically jump right to the business. First, I mean, right out of the box, the first thing, let them talk about themselves. Let them talk about their family. What are their, you know, and we talked about that a minute ago. But see, that's what you and I think we need to emphasize, Chester, that when you're having this visit we're talking about with your employees, don't try to resist making it more about the company for at least a little while.
There's a balance there, you know, because you are business people, but you're exactly right. You know, what we've found is if, as an employee, if I feel like you care about me as a person, my personal well-being, I'm much more likely to give you my superior effort on the other side.
Right.
So you're right. That's a great place to start.
Well,
how are things going with you, right?
Exactly, because see, the conversations about the business, they're going to find they're going to get their attention. I mean, they're going to get the attention that they need. And so, anyway, just something to think about. Give us the website, Adrian. Chester. Adrian's the other guy. You're the good-looking one.
That's okay. He's the good-looking one. It's carrots.com. Real simple. CARROTS.com.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your books here, and I've got them right in front of me, as I always do. And so, for some reason, his name's right there, and it pops up. Hey, stand by. Quick break. Chester Elton is our guest. I know who he is, folks. Don't worry. I'm not losing it. Not completely, anyway. I'll be right back with Chester Elton, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, I think.
How long has it been?
Little Steely Dan bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, startups, growing business, mature business, whatever is going on in your small business, wherever you are on that time continuum. We've got something that will help you there. And on any topic and in any amount of time that you have, 5 seconds, 15 minutes, we got something anywhere in between there. And if you're on, oh, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I'm on Twitter. If you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Chester Elton is with us. He's our good friend. He's the co-author of all these books on carrot principles, The Carrot Principle, A Carrot a Day, The Invisible Employee. And you got more coming out, haven't you, Chester?
We do. We just launched a new book last month, actually, called The Daily Carrot Principle. To your point, people don't have a lot of time, and so we wrote 365 short essays on leadership.
All right.
And I know that's a special topic for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little things that leaders can read in the morning, you know, as you're booting up your computer to kind of put you in that mindset. How can I be a better leader today?
I want to continue that theme in this next segment, if we could.
You bet.
We were just talking about waking up this morning or tomorrow morning and saying, my employees have a right to expect certain things from me. Why do I think those things are? Let me go test that what I think they are against what they are thinking, and I do that by having a conversation with them. That's all that this particular conversation, in my opinion, Chester, is all about them, and what, you know, and then get that information back, compare that to what I think, what I had on my list, and then compare those, and then be the leader that steps up to those. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely.
Become the leader that steps up to that list.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of things you can't control as a leader, but there are certainly things that you can. And the first thing is when you walk in, you can control the attitude. You know, you really do set the tone as far as optimism and engagement for the day. You know, we've all had leaders that were just the opposite. My father had a great expression about negative people. He said, you know, there's a guy that can brighten up a room just by leaving it. You know, you don't want to be
like
that.
Something my dad would say.
Yeah, you don't want to be that kind of leader. You want to be the kind of leader that your employees look forward to seeing you, because you're gonna pump them up. You're
right.
Gonna give them hope. We talked about this earlier, but there still is a lot of fear and trepidation out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the markets are going crazy, and there's riots in Greece and so on, and how's that going to affect me and the money changing and so on. So the first thing I think leaders need to do on their checklist is, have you set a real positive tone for the day, and do you continue to do that? Are problems problems, or are they opportunities? You know, are you caring about your people and their families and those kinds of things? And that's a lot of pressure for a leader, and I get that. So I think you need to nurture yourself as well. Are you taking time with your family? Are you taking time to read and educate? And that's one of the reasons we wrote the Daily Care Principle, to just give you that little jolt at the beginning of the day to help you with your employees, because they expect it from you.
One of the things, you know, as small business owners are dealing with the difficulties of the marketplace and the challenges of growing a business and surviving maybe right now, you know, they've got to learn how this is where leadership comes in, Chester, to me. It is, they've got to learn how to partition the what's on their back that I just talked about, and converting and becoming the leader, the motivator, the person these employees are counting on to lead them. You've got to be strong enough to not let them be affected by the weight on your shoulders from these other things as you deal with them. What do you think about that?
Well, sure. You know, in a lot of ways, you're the protector as well. You know, you don't want to have people panicked. And I think that's what's happening more and more in business right now is people, I mean, you turn on the news and everything is so negative.
Yep.
That it's easy to panic. It's easy to have fear. And that's where, you know, as we talk about, you know, a carrot culture and affirmations and so on, it's more than the awards. It's that personal touch. Can I trust my leader to communicate clearly with me? What are our goals? And sometimes, you know, as you get in that mass of negativity, sometimes it's just, let's get to lunch, let's get to the end of the day, but let's have clear and concise goals. Let's communicate them effectively. Trust me that I'm telling you the truth and the skinny. But then let's hold ourselves and everyone around us accountable. And that's what we call the basic four of leadership in the CARE principle. And if you can establish that in your workplace, I think you're well on your way to attracting good people, keeping good people, and keeping that fear, you know, at bay just a little bit, so that we can get on with the business of business.
Another thing that ties right into what you're just talking about is you know, not only being a leader, but creating leaders, building leaders. And one of the ways I think you do that is by letting people know, helping them understand that you believe in them. People need you. I need, Chester, I need you to believe in me.
Sure. Well, here's the whole thing. Even in these times, you know, we need to grow our businesses. And the only way you can grow is if you've got good people that can step into leadership roles as you grow. You know, I spent some really interesting time just last week with a MedX staffing company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's temporary staffing, which a lot of companies are going to, because as they grow and they're a little,
right,
you know, fearful of will they be able to establish and so on. So anyway, he established his business right in the heart of the last recession.
Right.
And he's got really clear and concise goals. Well, his biggest motivation right now is all these young people that are working for him, create opportunity, open new offices, you know.
Right.
He gives them stock in his company. And it's a little company, but
yeah,
they're growing. And that's right there. He's saying, hey,
so
how can I
he's
grow
getting,
the
he's
best
making
leaders?
Them, they're literal showing up every day. They're investing in the company, aren't they?
You bet.
Yeah.
And if you've got a piece of the rock, however you express that,
right,
you know.
Chester, I got to wrap it up. Can you give us the website, please?
Sure. It's carrots.com, CARROTS. And again, our new book is The Daily Carrot Principle.
And it's available right now, isn't it?
It is available right now on Amazon.
Thank you, Chester, for being here. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Hey, hey!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.